Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds. Lawrence?
It's that time again, folks. You are now entering
the Cave of Solitude.
And with you, we have
Eric Anthony.
And yours truly, Lady J.
The Insane Mercenary.
Oh my goodness, it almost sounded like you were going to say Insane in the Membrane. Insane in the Membrane. Remember that song?
Yeah, I remember that song.
Oh my goodness. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Let me tell you about the weather. Lady J, welcome back to the cave. We all miss you and we're all happy when you return.
Thanks.
How have you been keeping? Tell your fans.
I've been sweating. I've been sweating on the transit system because it's supposed to be the end of February. We're supposed to be up to our eyeballs in the snow and birds are chirping. The grass is a little brown, but it's there. My body doesn't know what to do with myself. It's cold, and then it gets springtime. It's a very confusing time of season, but I think it's adding a little pep in our step. It's nice to kind of break up the winter, I think. It's a nice little break. As annoying as it is, because I don't know how to prepare for my day. One day I'm wearing a nice leather jacket with my hoodie, and the next I need my parka.
So, a parka?
Yeah. That's the weather in the city. It's all over the place, but I guess it could be worse.
It could be worse.
We could be minus 40, wind chill.
Always have to be appreciative of the sunshine, because you know when it's sunny in February or in the winter, it usually means it's
bitter
cold. But yeah. Right now, it's sunny, and it's like, oh, it's actually as nice as it looks outside.
I find that the geese don't know what's going on.
No, they're all over the place.
I feel bad for them.
They weren't flying in a V. They were not flying in a V. It was more like a W. I saw one of them in an S formation.
A W for like, where shall we go now?
Yeah.
Like,
no, W.
What's happening?
Yeah, W for like, what? And then I saw today from work outside on the balcony, they're in an S formation, like stupid. I thought this was supposed to go south. Yeah,
it's all over the place.
This is for those listening and tuning in for the first time, this is a pop culture / comic book podcast where anything can happen, like the end of the Oscars, especially when Daff J is here. Speaking of which, Daff J, the Oscars just happened. It was historical.
Yeah.
And you're the only person I know who stayed up to the very end.
And beyond.
And be
you. Because then I need to investigate and see what was going on.
Investigating on your couch. E told you what was going on.
Yeah.
How did you like the Oscars this year? I find it to be a pretty boring show most of the time.
You know what? I think it is.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people recognize that and they try to spice it up this year. So the JT opened up the Oscars.
Yeah, that was good. That was fun.
With, I guess, his trolls. I didn't even know it was based on a movie.
Right.
So he did that. I think the Jimmy Kimmel was pretty on point with his jokes. I like that he was taking jabs at the Matt Damon, which I like very much, by the way.
You like that he takes jabs at him, or you like Matt Damon very
I like Matt Damon very much.
Okay.
But I like that they've been going on with this quote-unquote feud. And
it's like a
bromance feud kind of thing.
It reminds me of like wrestling back in the days where you would believe like, are they really fighting or is this real? Or like they keep playing into it. I like it.
Yeah, there was a lot of like non-traditional things. Like I don't know if you saw this, but he released candy from the top of the auditorium. Like it was on these parachute
that's cool.
Candy bags things. And then he released popcorn too.
That's cool.
And again, the little whatever, I think it was popcorn. Anyway, then he started tweeting the Trump because, you know, everyone's taking jabs at Trump.
Agent Orange.
And then what else happened? What else happened? What else happened?
Oh,
Viola Davis got Best Supporting Actress.
Yeah.
I saw Fences.
Yeah. She deserved it.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Aw, man.
Aw, man.
What's, the actor I really like, that one for Moonlighting, I know him as Cottonmouth.
Mahershala Ali.
Mahershala. I love that you know Mahershala. I think you just like saying
Mahershala. I love
Mahershala.
His name. I hope I'm saying it correctly, but that's how I'm announcing it. I'm pronouncing it the way I'm reading it phonetically in my mind.
I think that is how you say
it. I like him a lot. I remember first seeing him as playing the character Remy in House of Cards before it got too crazy and I was like, I can't continue with this show. And then he was also in The Hunger Games.
Yeah.
In, I think, part two or part one of the third thing. Which, by the way, I take issue with The Hunger Games, like, a lot. So, you know how Netflix now you can download? You don't need, like, Signal to stream stuff?
Yeah.
They have The Hunger Games part two on Netflix. So I skipped
that
everything.
Smack of the top of your mouth to the tip of your tongue is so loud. It's either ice cubes or...
So, wow. Anyway, I think I take issue with this because I really dislike Katniss and her disrespect to, what's his name, Gale, and her, this triangle with Peeta and Gale and her, it annoys the heck out of me. I can't take it. How'd we get to that?
Yeah.
Mahershala is in The Mockingjay.
Oh, okay, right. Thank you.
Yeah.
For connecting the dots.
That's all. I just wanted to get it off my chest.
The one thing that speaking of the Oscars that you haven't mentioned, which was the best part of the night, was Michael J. Fox and the DeLorean showing up, which is always makes for a better night.
Seth Rogen was wearing the Nike... In the future,
the mags.
Sneakers.
The mags, yeah.
Yeah.
They're real shoes now. And they've actually come up with the tech to, like, make them lace on their own. Like,
that's
real, legit tech.
Crazy. Do they really have to be that high, though? They look like a pair of Uggs.
Oh, man, if I could get my hands on those suckers.
What would you do with that?
I'd wear them all the time.
You really wouldn't, though. You really wouldn't, though.
I absolutely would. I absolutely would.
Where are you going
would.
With that?
Where? To the future. Every step I take is another step into the future.
Oh my God.
You know I would... the thing is, you know I would wear those all the time, and people who know me would not be like...
Yeah, they wouldn't bat an eyelash. That's the thing.
They're like, yeah, he'd wear them. I almost bought the hat, the multicolored hat that Marty wears in 2015 to look like his son. I was like, I had it in my hand. I'm like, I'm supposed to buy this. Like, it's 2015, and this is supposed to happen.
So what stopped you?
You wouldn't walk around with me. Literally, that's the only thing that stopped me. I said, my wife will not go out in public with me.
How do you know that?
Because I think I texted you, and I was like, can I get this? You said, yes, but you won't wear that when I'm around. Something like to that effect. I'm like, yeah. Because I'm going to want to wear it.
You know what it is,
often.
Too? I think why I don't like it, which I think is what makes it special. I don't like the hologram type of shiny.
Yeah.
Like that.
It's ridiculous.
I've never liked that kind of stuff.
No,
so that's what I feel like it would. But I think that's what makes the hat, too.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
I don't
absolutely
know.
Ridiculous. And.
Well, okay, you want to know why? I bet you still wouldn't have gotten it, and you still wouldn't have worn it, because you want to know why?
No, don't say Indiana Jones.
No. Yes, exactly. I got you an Indiana Jones. It's hanging right above your cave here.
Yeah.
It actually, it has everything about it.
It's an official Indiana Jones hat.
You never wear it.
Because, and when I wear it,
I actually got it from a hat store. Like, an actual legit, like, when I bought it, they didn't just put it in a bag and say, here you go, ma'am. No, they put it in a, like, you know, in Pretty Woman? Where you're walking around with like a round box with the rope. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I did for you.
Yeah.
And the thing is up there collecting dust.
It's
I have to take it down once in a while. I take it down once in a while and give it like a little tap, tap, tap and get the dust to just fluff off.
Well, really.
I'm maintaining it for you.
Really? It belongs in a museum. Okay. And this is the closest thing I have to a museum. But secondly, I... was about to wear it out, but in the neighborhood that I live in, I look like a Hasidic Jew when I wear it. And I'm not Jewish, and nothing against people who are, but I don't want to...
Yeah, you kind of would blend
in
with the crowd.
I would pull it off.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be disrespectful to anybody who is wearing their traditional
garb,
Hebrew garb, for worship purposes. So I choose to keep
really,
it.
Really, that's your reason.
Come on, I listen. Yeah.
You would kind of fit in with the crowd.
So I know. It belongs. It's exactly where it needs to be.
But no. But what I'm saying is that you're putting it on me that you didn't get the hat. That's not
because
necessarily
I wear
true.
Because here's the thing. We are going to talk about Lego Batman when you see it on the like the click to download here. We do get into talking about Lego Batman. I don't know what point though. But as we get there to that point, I do wear baseball caps. I have a very vast collection of baseball caps. I've worn baseball caps.
Who says caps?
Baseball hats. Is that better?
Yes.
Fitted.
What's caps?
Hats. Baseball cap. You never heard of a cap?
I have, but only from like...
You don't like that?
No.
No.
Just like I don't like...
Knapsack.
Knapsack. I can't stand that. It's a backpack.
How about... What do you call shoes? Do you call them tennis shoes? Do you call them sneakers?
I call them sneakers.
You call them runners?
No. Absolutely not. I call them sneakers.
How about running shoes?
No.
It's sneakers.
Yeah.
What about kicks?
I like kicks.
You like
I
kicks.
I do use kicks.
But never runners.
No.
I like runners.
Why?
I don't think like it's it. Funny.
You need to stop with that. No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Sneakers.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Well, in you're bilingual. How do you say sneakers in Spanish?
I call them tennis.
Tennis.
I call them tennis.
What if you're playing basketball when you're wearing the tennis? Do people get mad? Like, you shouldn't be wearing tennis.
I don't play ball. I actually play tennis.
Aren't they called zapatos?
Zapatos are just shoes. It's just a shoe.
So if you want to say running shoes.
I say tennis.
Tennis.
In Spanish, I'll say tennis. Like, dame los tenis. Me voy a poner los tenis.
Okay, remember, we speak English.
You asked me,
I just
okay?
said the one word. All right. Speaking of award shows, and we were talking about the Oscars. Big winner. Big winner at the Razzies. Batman v Superman. I hear they walked away with 4 awards. Shocking.
Well deserved.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I remember when the movie came out, we kind of gave our review, and there were, like, people online who were, like,
hating,
kill me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess they got the award they wanted. So, shout out to all of the Batman v Superman fans with their 4 Razzies.
You know what? Like, I feel like that justifies my reason. Like, I'm happy. Like, I feel like I was right.
Yeah, it doesn't make you feel crazy.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. But Suicide Squad won an Oscar. Go figure.
For best makeup.
Because everybody in it was wearing makeup.
But hello, how do you win best makeup against Star Trek? Because Star Trek was also up for best makeup.
Was it Star Trek?
No,
or
Star Trek. I was actually watching
the
awards.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the stuff that was in Star Trek was pretty impressive. Like Idris Elba. That his whole getup
well, all
was...
all of them, right? Didn't they have like the Klingon people? They had... Even, like, the chick that opened up her head to hide the device, if I remember this correctly. Remember where they had all the Star Trek people
vaguely,
imprisoned?
Vaguely.
And then she had, like, this thing in her head. Like, it opened like an alien thing. And then she
wow,
kept
you remember
it encased.
It well.
And I only think I only saw this once.
Yeah, I remember liking it, but I don't remember...
And then the chick that Scotty found, she was all black and white.
Yeah.
She was like an orphan, but she had a vendetta against some guy.
Yeah. Well, you know what? As much as you're... Like, I'm trying to think now between Star Trek and Suicide Squad. Suicide Squad, you had the Killer Croc. And then you had Harley, which isn't that complicated. Then you also have El Diablo, who had the tattoos all over. That's pretty complicated stuff. And then the main villain, I forget her name there,
The witch?
Yeah, I forget her
That's
name
just
now.
A bad hair day and a long day after work. Like, this is, to me, and this is a very ignorant opinion, but I don't think this is, I don't think this is, like, makeup art. Like, that's just a bad hair day and a bad week. And then Harley Quinn is just smeared. Like, she went to bed with makeup and woke up like that. And the tattoo guy?
What about Joker? with all the tattoos on him. That was a lot of detail that they put into some of that stuff. You don't think so?
You know what? I think my hatred for this movie is what's coming out. I didn't find anything special about it, and I don't think that the makeup should get any recognition for it. So what? He was tatted up. I'm actually talking about like clay, like animation type. Like these people actually made masks and stuff. You know what I mean? Like there was some kind of molding and fabrication. Like this is just, oh, okay, let's put on your eyeliner and then just rub your eye like you know what I mean? Like it, whatever. I didn't like it. No, I disagree.
So you thought Star Trek should get it?
I think so. And there was a lot of characters. Like this, you centered what, on 7 characters that needed perhaps detail? You're talking about a full-blown movie, like, cast in Star Trek.
I'd honestly have to watch both of them again to remember.
Different characters, different textures of, like, I don't know. For me, I felt that they would be more deserving over Suicide. Anyone would be more deserving over Suicide Squad. That's just my ignorant opinion.
Hater. I'd have to watch them both again to remember, like, but you're right, the Star Trek did have.
And it wasn't just makeup, like, it was, like, the hair and the spikes and, like, the, I don't know, ears, I don't know. A Killer Croc, yeah, of course, I think that was pretty cool, but, like, alright, and? Alright.
Were all of the monsters that the Suicide Squad was fighting in that, were they CG, or were they all made up themselves? Because that would be a lot of work too.
That movie was all over I couldn't pay attention to that. It was too much of a mess.
Too forgettable for you.
I mean, Harley Quinn was killing them with a bat, so I can't be impressed with. Can we get off this topic? I don't care about this stupid movie. Let's move on.
Let's move on to movies that are more enjoyable and they deal with the exact same characters in which we're talking about. Now, Lego is a huge, bigger than ever conglomerate, even from when we were kids, right? We had that Lego movie, was it last year, 2 years ago, with, I can't remember anybody's name now, Daft J. What's,
Chris Garnett?
Chris Pratt, where he played the main character, and, Will Ferrell was in it, the Lego movie, right?
Chris Pratt was the voice?
Yeah, he was the voice.
Why did I think it was Will Garnett?
Will Arnett is...
Oh.
He's Lego Batman.
Oh!
Yeah.
That's why.
So now, I think it's a year or two later, they come out with the Lego Batman movie.
Wait, the Batman was in the Lego movie, right?
Yes, yes, he was. He was a character.
Okay, so this was his first solo movie.
Yes.
I see. Why are you laughing?
I see. I'm waiting for something else to continue after that. Now we're at Lego Batman. Did you have high hopes for this movie? Did you care? Were you kind of like, oh, they're ruining my Batman by making it into a Lego movie? Or were you sold on the fact that it's just Batman? Will you just watch it because it's Batman?
I think, to be honest, I wasn't exactly... I thought because they were making it so kiddified, I wasn't excited to go see it. I was kind of like, well, when I get around to it, I will.
Right.
But I wasn't like, oh my gosh, I gotta see this.
Did you like the Lego movie?
The first one?
Yeah.
I think I liked it better at the end. Excuse me.
There you go. You're going to break a rib the way you sneeze.
I didn't even know that was going to happen. That was so unexpected. I think I liked it. That's the short end of it. I liked it.
Yeah. When I first started watching that Lego movie in the theater, I was kind of like, what did I...
Yeah. And you know what? I really... Yeah. Same thing. I think I liked it better in the end when I saw how everything came together.
Yeah, I thought it was really well done. So going into this, I'm like, I like that one so much, seeing how they created that little world that it's in, and being very... comfortable with the fact that they live in a Lego world. I'm like, I can't wait for them to give Batman this treatment. You like the Lego Batman games. I love the Lego Batman games. They're so much fun.
Yeah, I like the DS ones. That's the only ones I've ever played.
Yeah, they're a ton of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So clever. Like, seeing how... I think in those games on the DS, I was talking to the guys at Cyber City, and I don't even think they had voices in them. They were just, like, grunts. But the way the story is directed and how you figure things out, it's just... So,
yeah, no, they didn't have voices. No. They had the little diatribes that would happen.
Yeah, I think you're right. So going into this, I was so excited. I was hoping for almost like a palate cleanser to have something fun and to get some of that Batman magic back where you leave feeling like, I don't know, you a little bit of happiness in you. What was your experience like with this movie?
Are we getting into it?
We're getting into it.
I like the opening credits.
Oh, so good.
I liked actually the, what's the word called? The throwbacks to all the other Batmans.
Wasn't that so cool?
I thought that was actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
They referred to the Batman, the animated series that I grew up with. They refer to the... oh my goodness. They refer to the shark repellent. That was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they did a lot of homages and kind of made fun of themselves a little bit.
I love that.
I also like that, you know, even though it was a kid movie, which was, again, it was a deterrent for me because I figured out, damn, if I'm going to go see this movie, I'm going to be surrounded by children and I don't want that. But I kind of like that, at least I felt there was some kind of serious tone to it, that Batman is actually, like, I feel like
message.
I felt like, you know, as much as it was a cartoon, there was a real humanizing of Batman a little bit. The fact that he, and I never...
And they did it in a way where they're making fun of it, but it's so obvious, and it's almost like, this is ridiculous, this is what he's like. And he's like, it's like, so counterproductive when you really, really break it down, but almost in a childlike way.
But even the fact that, and obviously we're going to spoil it, but even the fact that, okay, what does he do when he captures the villain? He goes home and eats by himself and has this huge mansion, but doesn't really enjoy it because he's alone. But he wants to be alone, but he only wants to be alone because he doesn't want to get hurt. And he, you know what I mean? Like, all of a sudden, when I was watching this movie, I'm like, oh my goodness, layers of Batman that I've never thought about before reading the comics. Like, I like the idea that he doesn't have ties to anyone. I like him not having Damian in his life. I don't want him to have a son. I don't want him to have ties to a woman because it'll change his focus and it won't make him who he is. But then on the flip side, seeing this movie, I'm like, I feel sad for him. Like, who wants to be alone? What do you get the man that has everything but has nothing? Like, it got deep for me a little bit.
I
had him in a light that I don't think I've ever seen him before. Even though Alfred, I think, is the only one, or at least members of the Bat family do acknowledge that in some comics. Mm-hmm. That he's alone and whatever, but Batman always dismisses it, you know what I mean? Like, he's always okay with being alone. But I think this is the first time in this, like, through this avenue that I'm like, oh, it's actually sad to see him have lobster dinner all by himself. Like, sitting in his boat. Yeah, just by himself. Like, he has all these things, but he has no one to enjoy it with.
Yeah.
And it was sad a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved how much they made fun of themselves, like taking all of those things that are Batman, and I love that they were so comfortable teasing themselves of it, self-referential, but also including every multimedia version of Batman, whether mm-hmm. it's the comic books, whether it's the cartoon, like you said, even going back to the 66 Batman, mm-hmm. like all of that is who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times people try to like compartmentalize Batman and be like, oh no, that's not Batman. Batman has to be like this, and he's got to be dark, and he's got to be, why can't all of it be a part of what makes this property special?
Mm-hmm.
It's lasted all of this time, and it all has a layer. There's always something to it, depending on the decade that it's from, that makes it cool or silly or something to laugh about. Or just remember fondly, you know. I love that they refer to all of that and that he made fun of himself so much. Because lately I've been kind of feeling like this is a character who they take too seriously too often. And they're always trying to include him in these dark and dramatic and very much the way they were showing in the movie. Where, no, I gotta go home now and do this.
Work on my abs.
Yeah. Yeah. Or even when he sits, when he goes into his movie theater, in his home theater, and he's watching rom-coms, and he laughs at the fact that they're sappy. Like, there's no room for him to have, like you said, any emotion, any connection. And it, in the comics, it is something, and in the other movies, it is something that is always kind of like everybody's irritation with him. Like, okay, Bruce, like, we get it. It's serious. Like, we got a serious job, but lighten up just a little bit. And I it's weird to say, as silly as this movie is and how much they tease the character, it was more true to the character than other stuff that they've been showing lately. And that, did you find that in a childlike way? It's like, wow, they got Batman better than people who are trying to make him so gravitas. And
like I said, I think I just appreciated seeing him in different layers.
Yeah.
As much as, like, because in the comics, you would see, like I said, Batman does his, you know, kick-ass thing. And then he, you know, he goes to Arkham, says his two-liners to Gordon, and then he disappears. And then the next thing, scene you see him, he's at the back computer. And
it's like never...
Does that two-liner to Alfred, and then, you know, whatever. But seeing the in-between, those pages, you know, where he's alone, where he goes to bed alone, where he has dinner alone, where he sits down and reflects alone. Like, all of a sudden, I was like, oh man,
this is kind of stupid.
As cool as he is, it's like, oh, this is a sad life. You know what I mean? Yeah. I didn't think I would walk away from a cartoon, from a Lego movie, if that, and see him in a different light a little bit.
Yeah. And it's true. It kind of made me be like, yeah, this character has become a little bit too ridiculous, and we're not realizing it because he's so cool. He's so Batman. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't go that far.
No,
I you feel that way because you're like, oh, you know, DC, they're only men. They put everything on Batman.
Well, even he said it. He's like, DC, I'm the crown jewel. Forget you, Superman. It's not that they're making, like, Superman's been cast to the side. It's like, even when you go to the cave, it's like, this bolt, that thing, this bat thing, that bat thing. It's like, it's ridiculous. It's all of this stuff that is just there because he's Batman. And it's so cool to look at, but when you look at his existence, it's such a ridiculous, like, cycle that you're being put through. They said it perfect when it's like, every time you capture somebody, it makes no difference. Like, it just gets worse. Nothing's gotten better because of you. You being here has never made anything better. So, like, what's your existence about?
Yeah, but that's not his fault. That's the writer's fault.
No, it's serialized comics, but I thought it was hilarious that you look at other characters and you could be like, yeah, they stepped in and they made a difference.
Well, there's in their some existence. Kind of progress with other characters. And with Batman, I think the redundancy of his life and the characters in his life, like, that's the writer's fault. That has nothing to do with Batman. That's the writer's fault.
That's how we like him, though. That's the thing. He's written that way, and that's how we like him. We want him to go through these experiences. We want him to have those false start romances, and then at the end, like, no, be alone.
But see, I feel like in this movie that was explained.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to in the comics, like, for example, in Hush, like, him and Selena are right there, and then it's like, no, we're not going to do it.
Right.
As opposed to in the Lego Batman movie, it was more like, you know what, I want to be alone. I don't, because I don't want to get hurt. I don't want to lose someone again. I don't want to go through that pain again. The same pain that he experienced when he lost his family, his mother and his father, right? And the fact that he didn't, in this particular movie, didn't see Alfred as his surrogate father. You know what I mean? Or didn't think that Alfred didn't view him as his surrogate son. Like, it was so, I don't know, how do I say it? What? Why are you laughing at me?
Because we're talking about this kid's movie that is so filled with jokes, and we're making it the deepest psychological breakdown of Batman. It's hilarious.
You asked me a question. I'm just answering it to the best of my ability.
I just love how much you love Batman, and it's like, look at what we can learn. I never thought of this, but this character, it's true.
But I understand that.
That is the undertone.
I get it, because I'm like that too. Like, there's certain things that you do want to keep at bay, because at the end of the day, you'd rather not feel anything at all than feel pain. That's why I don't watch animal movies. That's why I don't watch Disney. This is why I don't watch the Eyes of the Angel, you know, shelter your dogs commercials. Yeah, because the more I feel, the more it hurts. You know what I mean? So I'd rather not feel like, I'd rather be a monster. I'd rather be the Ice Queen than fall apart.
It's impossible.
Because it hurts too much.
Yeah, but
it's, and I know that's what humanizes you, but I'd rather be dead than feel that pain and that anguish and that hole in your heart. You know what I mean? That void.
But you feel that. That's the thing, right? Is that the sense of belonging, the sense of overcoming things, the sense of purpose. Is even in this like silly little kid movie of Lego characters and Batman. And as they constantly are teasing it, where like Dick Grayson, I love Dick Grayson in this movie. Michael Cera did an awesome job, like wanting to have a father. And then he's got, you know, Bruce Wayne adopts him. And then he realizes that, you live in Bruce Wayne's basement? No, Bruce Wayne lives in Batman's attic. Like, he always has to one-up himself. And then he starts trying to look at Batman as his surrogate father and thinking of all the different names he could call him. Love that he settled on Padre.
The first time he said it, I was like, eh? Like, my ears perked. They perked up, and I'm like, wait a minute. Is that just me thinking out loud? Because I think in Spanish sometimes, right? So I'm like, did I just translate father into padre, like, in my head? Did I just make that up? And then he said it again, and I was like, and I think you heard me in the theater, I'm like, it just came out, like, I started laughing.
I was dying.
So hard.
I laughed from the opening credits.
You really did. It was almost a little annoying, because it was like every 15 seconds you were cackling. I'm like,
so
all right,
happy. I was
all right,
so happy.
Like, I get it, it's funny, but like, take a breath. But it was true, like, it was quite witty, especially in the beginning.
I think especially, too, like, this movie is a love letter to Batman fans. Like, the bigger Batman fan you are, the more you'll find this movie funny and the more you'll enjoy it. Because you see all of these references so fast, boom, 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 boom. And the more you know about Batman, the more it's like, oh my goodness, they included Egghead from the 66 Batman. Like, where's he been? They've never referred to him since.
Yeah, didn't they say, like, I bet you're making some of these criminals up.
Yeah.
He's like, actually, no, and no. Google it.
Yeah, seriously, like, they had Calendar Man and Kite Man and Condiment King. Those are real characters. Those are real Batman villains. And I'm like, I can't believe they showed the guy squirting the
ketchup.
The ketchup.
Mustard.
Yeah. You remember the Condiment King?
I do, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought, but that's the thing, right? I think it was a nod to fans, but it was also a nice way to kind of poke fun.
Yeah.
To celebrate it, but a new audience would be like, oh, that's so ridiculous. That's so funny. Like, a condiment man. Like, how do you even... Anyway, I thought it was witty. I thought it was funny. I thought it was serious. I thought it had a serious undertone.
Yeah, it did.
The one thing I don't know if I was a fan of, though, because obviously I think Batman's voice was exaggerated a little bit, just a little bit. But I did find, though, that some of the voices in my head, they didn't match the character, if I'll be honest.
For instance?
Harley Quinn. It didn't sound like it would be her. I didn't exactly like the Joker's voice either.
You know who played the Joker?
I tried to watch the credits when I did, and I don't remember.
Zach Galifianakis played the Joker.
Okay, you're right.
I like that. I liked his Joker. You know why? Because the movie wasn't about really him. It wasn't about him as a villain. He did it justice. He was funny when he needed to be funny. But he didn't try to be Mark Hamill. Or he didn't try to be Jack Nicholson.
No, it was a very unique Joker. It was like the Heath Ledger of Jokers in the Lego world. It was completely unexpected. It was different. He was motivated by the fact that Batman didn't care about him, as opposed to in the comics, that's all it ever is. It's this romance between Batman and Joker that has always existed, and he'll never...
What's the hate version of bromance? Frenemy? Because he just wants Batman to, like, feel extremely
strongly about him. Well, he wants Batman to feel something for him, and then Batman was full out like, I don't care about you or anyone, so go away. And, you know, I think... what it reminded me of, The Dark Knight.
Yes.
Where Joker is hanging upside down. He's like, we're destined to do this forever.
Yes.
And I love that line because it's true. Yeah. It's always been them.
Yeah.
And it'll always be them. Even with Under the Hood, Jason's like, I can't believe you let him live. You lost me and you let him live. And it's this ongoing...
They give each other purpose.
Exactly. You can't have one without the other, basically. Yeah. But in this movie, it was almost like poking fun at that relationship.
Yeah.
And it was like the Joker wasn't having it.
Well, you know, now that you mentioned that thing about Heath Ledger and in The Dark Knight... I mean, I'm sure this is well documented and discussed, but this is a bit of a tangent going off of Lego Batman. But it just occurred to me that, oh, here we go with the ice cubes.
It's one ice cube. Take it easy. It has Bailey's on it.
You gotta suck every last bit of it out. Can't be wasted. Lost my thought.
What was you were talking about? Heath Ledger and the Batman.
Thank you. It made me, like, especially in that movie, I think it explains it the best. Because the Joker represents the chaos that Batman has always wanted to fight against. But he doesn't want to stop fighting against it. He just wants to keep fighting that ultimate chaos of what took away his world. But in the Joker's sense, Batman represents that order that he despises. That sense of... authority that think they're doing everybody a favor, but really they're not, because his background is abusive. His background is everything going bad in his life, sometimes due to his decisions or sometimes due to outside people affecting them. So they represent each other's idea of what's wrong with the world. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, it's obvious, right? But in their head, they want to just keep fighting that ideal or that fake ideal. That's why I think Batman loves it. I think Scott Snyder did it the best. He's like, they actually love each other in a way where they just want to keep fighting that thing that gives them reason to exist. You know what I mean?
I think the last little bit of Bailey's from that ice cube kind of just...
That is the best thing ever. What you just did right now, I love it. It's completely rude.
I'm sorry.
And inconsiderate, but I think it's so funny, and I love that it was captured on tape.
Go at it again, what were you saying?
I honestly think that what I said isn't as good as what you just did. I'm just saying
they need each other is what you're saying.
That's the obvious thing that everyone comes to the conclusion of.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's because of their upbringing what tortured them. In their mind, they see it.
You saying what you're saying now, you know what it's making me think of?
What?
The Killing Joke. Yes. When the Joker says, you're one bad day from going insane. Actually, you did go insane. Something bad happened to you, didn't it? We're the same person. You're not any better than I am. We are the exact same person. Like, we're cut from the same cloth kind of thing.
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to say? Because that's what I'm envisioning.
It is what I'm trying to say, and I think that's, like, someone's going to listen to, like, yeah, duh, what do you think, you've reinvented the definition of Batman and Joker? But it's kind of like a person who is anti-government and a person who's very much like, we need our government. And I know Batman is his own agent. He doesn't work under anybody's...
He's a vigilante.
He's a vigilante. That was great. But I think, like, people who are anti-government always want a government to be there to be anti-of. As much as they're protesting and fighting...
So they need something to hate. Right. They need something to feed their emotion.
Yeah, because once...
So that they can have purpose, so they can say what they want to say.
Exactly.
Interesting.
So it's like, as much as they're... We don't want this. We are the people. We are against what your policy is. If someone were to be like, okay, whatever you want, to be like, oh no, now what do we do?
What? You give necessarily.
But what happens is
you... But people, what you're saying is people want a platform. They want to hear themselves speak.
Right.
They want to be heard.
Yeah.
By someone.
Yes.
So even when they are appeased, it's still not good enough? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because everyone's like, why? If you kill the Joker, they tell Batman, if you kill the Joker... You've succeeded. You've prevented him. Just admit that you hate him, which you do. Lovely. I love that.
Okay.
Just admit that you hate the guy, like the Joker in the movie saying, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But once you eliminate him...
If you just give in, there's no story. There's nothing.
But for Batman, it's like, I have to keep fighting him because this is... When I fight him, I'm letting out everything that I feel pain about. Because he represents what happened to my parents. And the Joker doesn't want Batman to die. Because he's like, you are that ideal.
Well, okay, going back, again, when you say things come back. Remember that episode in the animated series when Joker thinks that he actually killed him? And then now he's all depressed? Or that Batman's dead?
Yeah.
And he's depressed. Like, he has no desire for life. Like, Harley was like, oh, Puddin', let's go do this. Yeah, and all this money. He's like, it's not worth it. This isn't fun anymore.
He's not coming.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he's not coming to get me.
Uh-huh.
So I think it's like they're only... And again, this is the most obvious thing, but it's like they need...
It's like we know this, but we're just reiterating
a little bit. It's just making me think... For instance, you look at people who've overthrown government, then they were like guerrillas, and they started revolutions, they just become the government.
It's like coin taking over snow.
Exactly.
And the only reason I know that is because I'm watching it right now.
Back to the Hunger Games. And what's his name?
Mahershala Ali.
Let's talk about the happy things about the Lego movie as we get deep. I always get into these extremely
deep. That's what Batman does to you, man. He brings the inner part of you out.
The inner part of you.
Yeah. I think that's why I like Batman so much, because he makes you think.
What was the scene in this movie that gave you the biggest chuckle? So, more than one, but what was the thing that comes to your mind? I love Padre. That made me laugh every time he did it.
You know what? This is eventually going to answer that question. But I really like the sadistic thinking of the Joker. I think this was a very different villainous idea that he's ever had. Trying to get into the Phantom Zone.
Yeah.
And then trying to release all of the bad guys.
That was cool.
And all of the bad guys in history. Like, I think I saw the Gremlins were there. Hello. Spike was there. Okay,
how was it? Didn't one of the Gremlins turn into a bat?
I don't know.
Yeah, remember one of them in Gremlins 2 turns into a
bat? Okay, so not in the bat, not in the Lego movie.
I don't know, but it just made
in
me
part
think,
2? Yeah. One of them goes into a bat.
Yeah.
But then, like, because he falls into cement.
Yeah.
And then when he gets into the sun, he gets stiff and he actually turns into, like, this gargoyle. Like, his stance
is
like this.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's funny. It's great. Also, that movie had a girl gremlin. Like, it had lipstick and blonde hair. Anyway, I think it even had, like, a red dress. It doesn't matter. the Gremlins were there. I think I saw... Was King Kong there?
King Kong was there.
Freaking the Two Towers.
Sauron.
Oh, my gosh.
That was so good.
Yeah, all of the villains...
the Tyrannosaurus Rex from Jurassic Park. Jaws.
I think I saw a Velociraptor.
Velociraptors were there. Agent Smith.
Yes!
That was so good. Fantastic.
Yeah, all of the villains vanished to the Phantom Zone. Oh, man. I thought that was hilarious.
I loved it. Like, I couldn't... We're making it seem like this movie's really, really deep. And it has its undertone where me and Dav can break it down. But I just laughed from beginning to end. Right to the end credits. It was so much fun. I left the theater with so much joy because of, like, I just had a grin from ear to ear, being a lifelong Batman fan, reading as much Batman as I have, knowing all the, and taking, like, I remember watching the 66 Batman and taking every end of the episode deadly serious.
Yeah.
As a 4 or 5 year old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And being you know, they leave you with a cliffhanger. Of course I had to be serious. Same bad time, same bad channel. If you wanted to know what's going on, you had to show up next time. Like,
but you think back on it and it's like, its name is Egghead.
Also, remember when Batman says, when him and Dick Grayson start doing their thing, he's like, and there's going to be word bubbles that simultaneously show up. And, like, they did a lot of homages.
Yeah, tons. It was one big Easter egg, this movie. It wasn't like, oh, did you pay attention to them?
Yeah.
It's like, the whole movie is one. So, no matter what era you remember, there's something for you.
Then, okay, another little gripe. As fun as this movie was, another little gripe that I kind of took issue with was, I like the fact that Batman had made reference to the silly idea of the Suicide Squad. Because I thought he was taking, like, they were taking a jab at the making of the movie. And he's like, why would I have villains take out villains kind of thing? Especially when the Justice League made an appearance in this movie. Remember when he goes to the Fortress of Solitude?
That was going to say, that's one of my favorite parts.
And they were having
dance party, an anniversary, Justice League anniversary
but
party.
But they didn't invite the B-Man. So he was kind of like, what?
Oh, I loved it.
And everyone's like, oh. Like, it was awkward, right?
Did you pay, when they were in the Fortress of Solitude, and what I loved about, another thing too, because it's Warner Brothers, they're able to use all of the different movie snippets, like characters, music, all these little things that come from all the other Batman movies, Superman movies. So when he lands in the Arctic, you hear the music from John Williams when he walks towards the Fortress of Solitude. That's all original Superman music from the movies.
I feel like I know what you're talking about.
But that's the other little bit of Bailey's.
A little bit. Yeah. No, like, I feel like I recall hearing familiarity.
Yeah.
But couldn't exactly put my finger on it.
Yeah, it was all from the original Superman movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he brings the doorbell and it's the Superman theme. He pokes his head like, oh, hey. Hey, Batman. What are you doing here? Oh, you know, just in the area. Everybody has Dick Grayson. Okay, duck left, duck this way, duck that way. Do everything I say. Don't come up with your own idea.
Yeah.
It's so exactly what Batman does.
Yeah.
When it's done in that way, you're like, man.
It was done very obvious.
Yeah.
It's like,
how did we not realize that he's so obviously like this? So overtly.
Self-concern. It's conceited. And, you know, like, his idea is the only idea. It's only his right way or the wrong way.
And if you're doing it your own way.
Very much like a dentist. It's their way or the wrong way.
And if you have your own idea, it was usually put there because Batman triggered something in your head that he wanted you to
do. Right, right.
Oh, it drives me crazy. But I loved when he saw the Justice League all like, because he's like, the thing about all superheroes is we're all alone. We all really prefer to be alone. And
they're having a good time.
Did you notice what was so cool about that Justice League scene was that they showed characters from the old cartoons from the 70s.
There was a lot of them. I'll tell you where my eye went to. My eye went to Aquaman.
Mm-hmm.
My eye went to Martian Manhunter. Obviously Wonder Woman. I think she spoke. Green Lantern, The Flash.
Yeah.
Like, it was...
Cyborg's there. The Wonder Twins. I didn't see
Cyborg. You had mentioned it to him. You whispered it in my ear, and I'm like, what? Like, there was so much going on that I was like, wait a minute, who am I looking at?
Sensory overload. It was funny, because they were playing the music, and Cyborg is doing the robot. It was great.
See, I didn't catch that, there's but that so sounds much. Hilarious.
Yeah, there's just... endless things that you could watch and be like, oh my goodness, look at that, look at that, look at that.
Someone was DJing. Who was DJing?
It looked like Crypto, but it was actually, I think, the Wonder Dog. It was the character from Super Friends.
It did look like Crypto.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
Mm.
Super Friends had the Wonder Twins and then they had their dog. But it was all of like these obscure characters that only, you know, people in their 40s would be like, oh, that's right. From my childhood.
Right, right, right.
Like, it was cool.
Like, so someone who would take their kid now would also appreciate it, and just as much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
It was very cool. They didn't leave anybody out, which is what I really enjoyed about it. So the bigger Batman fan you are, I think this movie will be even that much more better.
But going back to my point, for the Justice League to make an appearance, it kind of baffled my mind a little bit as to why they wouldn't show up when the Legoland city was dismantling. Like, why wouldn't they show up? It was all the villains that ended up teaming up with Batman and the Bat family that came out of thin air. And they saved the planet, kind of thing. Or the Lego Island. I don't know what you want to call it. I was just kind of like, well, why introduce Superman and everybody if they're not going to make...
Batman doesn't want their help.
A re-immersion.
Were you disappointed the Justice League didn't show up? A little bit? You like, as much as you love your Batman, you like when Superman shows up and helps them out.
I like when they're together. I'm not one to read just solo Superman comics. I don't read solo Green Lantern books. Not even Wonder Woman. Like, I like seeing the Trinity. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I like Batman and Wonder Woman and Superman together. Because I think they bring out something of each other. You know what I mean? And I love, 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 love. And I know I've said this before. I love when Batman refers to Superman as Clark. And I love when Clark refers to Batman as Bruce. Because that's such an intimate... secretive foundation of themselves, right? And again, like, I don't know, I just like that. I like when they call her Diana. Like, I have like a
question
that.
For you. If you had to, and I think I know the answer, but I want to know if I'm on the right track. You have a stack of Batman books, right? Classic Batman books. Or you have a stack of Superman Batman books. Which one would you lean towards? Would you rather read Superman and Batman together, or would you just rather take Batman on his own? If there was two comics to be like, here, read this one or this one, which one would you rather read?
You know what? I think I like Superman Batman.
Together.
Together.
I thought you would say that.
I do.
I think
I like that. What is that? It's a Superman Batman. I forget what it's called. But they made an animated movie of it.
Public Enemies.
Yes.
And Supergirl.
And when Metallo goes after them at the gravesite. And he pierces Superman, I think, close to the heart. Like in the mm-hmm. chest mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. Kryptonite.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bruce is trying to do everything he can to get this shrapnel away from him, and he's like really, really focused, and then Clark is kind of like being funny about it, and he's like, Clark, do me a favor, lose a sense of humor. And then Clark says, Bruce, do me a favor, buy one.
Yeah,
like, I mean, the man's falling apart.
Yeah,
but like they
work better together.
And then after that,
yeah,
like Bruce, like, I think does like this blow up thing where he because Superman had to protect him. With as weak as he was, he protected him because he had to do like this bomb thing so that they can get underground.
Mm-hmm.
And Batman is weak. Superman's like dying. And they're going through the sewer, but they're holding each other up. And they're making it through to Batman's cave through this, you know, shady whatever, but they're only able to get as far as they do because they have each other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
It hits you.
Like, I'm getting a little flushed.
A little, like, as you're getting a little bubbly?
Yeah, like, I'm just... I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I think...
I like... Because I think they bring the best out of each other. As much as they bump heads and they're argumentative about things, they, like... They make each other amazing.
World's finest. I think at the end of this movie, when you do see those sappy parts and it's done and he accepts Robin as his hijo. you really realize that Batman, any character, but especially Batman, needs family. He's better off with Robin, I think. Some people don't like Robin. Some people have tried to write Robin out. He's better with Robin. He's better with the Batgirl. He's better with... I think the essential character is Alfred. He's the key. He's the backbone of Batman books. As much as it's Bruce, it's Batman. If you took Alfred away from Batman books, they wouldn't...
Well, I think because he's the one person that humanizes him, though.
But all, like, it's one of those consistent things.
Because
like,
you want to know why, though? Because it's even dialogue, right? Like, you're right. But it's even the dialogue that Alfred... Because Alfred is the one that reminds you that, you know what, sir? You should eat.
Yeah.
Here's a tray of food. You need to re-energize. You have to sleep. Sir, it's time to get up. Like, that kind of stuff. Or to be, like, sarcastic with certain things in regards to the types of, cars he has or his transportation methods. Like, Alfred is the one to kind of bring the...
Grounds him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Realism
yeah.
in this fabricated
world. I don't think you can... I mean, you can write anything you want. But if you're going to write it true to character and consistency, I think you take Alfred out of... a Batman story for any period of time, Batman dies.
And this is why in Dark Knight Rises, when him and Alfred have it out, it makes it, I lose it. I can't.
And I think
I cannot.
I think that's one.
Because I don't think, just like Superman and Batman have this thing, you can't have one without the other. Or, like, even Joker and Batman can't have one without the other because they drive each other. For sure, Alfred and Batman, you get one with the other. Like, you can't have it.
Yeah, I don't think Batman lives. If something happens to Alfred, Batman's done within a month. Minimum. He's his surgeon. He's his caretaker. He's his friend. He's his father figure. He's, like, that wisdom in the back of his head that always reminds him. And even in this movie, he's that voice of reason... constantly. So much so that
he's his Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah, you're right.
He is.
Yeah.
He's the one that, like you said, grounds him, makes him, brings him back.
Yeah.
He's the one that, he is the one and only person, I think, that can backhand him, and Batman won't say boo. You know what I mean?
Most likely, yeah.
What do you mean? I think the most I've ever seen them go combat was Batman 52...
Earth 1?
Earth 1.
Yeah.
Where I think... what's his name? Alfred is a little bit younger, but he's like that militant...
Yeah.
Trained whatever. Yeah. And they go at it. And I think they actually had an argument.
Well, they fight in it. Alfred kicks his butt. But that's like a very... That's like a what-if kind of story.
No, I know. I understand that. But yeah, what I'm saying is that is the closest take. I've ever seen them, yeah. like, go head-to-head. But even then, I think Bruce knows, like, hands off. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
That's... The most he would do is just walk away.
Yeah, yeah.
And not say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Alfred is the one that can actually take him down.
Would you read an Alfred comic? I think I would. I think I'd be interested in getting Alfred's backstory and seeing everything he does, like in a Gotham Central
fashion. I feel like I did one time.
Yeah? I don't think I recommended it to you because I don't think I have.
I think if I'm not making it up, Oh, what is that one that you made me read? What is it? Batman something Tales?
Oh, Untold Tales of Batman.
Yeah.
There's a little snippet there where he tells his backstory a little bit. Yeah. Yeah,
but that snippet was, like you said, it was his backstory. It was like an Alfred story.
Yeah. They kind of, I always got confused because in that origin of Batman, Alfred shows up into Bruce's life after there's a Batman and Robin, which is much different from the Batman we know where he raised Bruce. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, and that's the one time where you see him having that life experience in the military and all that kind of stuff. But I think it would be kind of cool to get a little bit of an Alfred solo series. I wonder if anyone's ever pitched that. That'd be interesting. But getting back to, you referenced Superman, Batman, Public Enemies. I don't know if you remember, we did a whole episode about the book and I think the movie. It's season 2, episode 12. If you go on your iTunes or onto Cave of Solitude, you can look up that episode and hear us talk ad nauseum about Public Enemies. That was a good episode.
Hashtag TBT.
Very good. Anything else about this movie that you want to address? I liked Rosario Dawson.
Yeah, I liked her.
It's Barbara.
I liked the voice. I think it matched. See? Yeah. I think that voice matched. I didn't think Harley Quinn matched. I don't think...
But you don't... I didn't think you really needed to hear Harley Quinn too much. Right?
You didn't, though.
Right.
But what I did hear, it wasn't what I thought it would be.
Do you know who's Superman?
No, but he sounded like a douche.
Channing Tatum.
My point exactly.
Well, that's not fair.
Meh.
No.
For me, the voices make the character.
Yeah, but I think it was meant to be funny, right? That's the thing. It's all in jest, like lighthearted.
Yeah, but in my opinion, I would have liked them to have a little bit more care in that area. Because if you're going to say, well, it was lighthearted, then you could have had Batman sound like Shrieky.
Shrieky?
Yeah, from Care Bears.
Wow, deep cut.
But if your argument is going to be like, oh, well, it's lighthearted, it could just, you know, it was just for funsies, then just make anybody do it. Like, the voice is pivotal. Batman is the voice.
Yeah, but...
There's the voice of God, and then there's Batman. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Come on! You don't think so? What is that look? You don't think so? Okay, I'm sorry, 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 sorry. Let me do that again. The voice of God. Darth Vader. And Batman is just right.
What about Yul Brynner as Pharaoh from Egypt?
Nah.
No?
No.
So let it be written, so let it be done?
Nah.
I like that voice.
I don't think so.
No.
Not for me.
So, God, Darth Vader, Batman.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman, Darth Vader, Batman.
That was funny. That was funny. That was good. I'm laughing.
Wait. What about Mufasa, Darth Vader, and Batman?
Mufasa is Darth Vader.
I know, right? Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, well, it was a good movie. I thought it was fun.
I was so...
Also, a plus, the theater was empty.
Yeah.
However, a gang of kids came, like 4 or 5 of them.
I was louder
however,
than they were.
However, they were quite considerate.
Yeah, I was...
And there was one child. It was funny. I think the parent bought them the tickets, and then they came halfway through the movie to bring them, like, snacks and stuff, and then the parent left. So they were, like, these unsupervised children. But there was this one kid, I think she was, like... The leader of the group, or like the responsible one, or the one put in charge.
She was like 12 or 13.
She was like, yeah, she was kind of like, you know, she was initiating the whispering shh kind of thing. Or when she had to like check on the kids, she made sure she was like low to the ground. She wasn't interfering with anyone's vision.
You're impressed.
It was a good set of kids, you know. The one time they started to get a little rowdy, I looked over and I was like, listen. But they were fine. They were fine. Considering that they were unsupervised, I enjoyed my movie. That was good.
I was the loudest one. There's a couple of times where I thought I was
I think loud. That's why I kept looking over at you. I'm like, listen.
I kept looking at you and I'm like, is she not laughing because she doesn't like that they're making fun of Batman? I thought for a second, like, you were literally getting ticked off. They're like, okay, you're making fun of Batman too much. This isn't funny for me. That's what I was thinking for a little bit. And I'm like, I don't care. I'm going to laugh. This is great.
You know, okay, to be honest, I went in there with a migraine. I was hoping it would go away by then. It wasn't, for me, it wasn't laugh out loud. It was more like, huh, oh, that's true. He does think he's amazing. Oh, he does think he's the only one that can do it. It's like, oh. He does really think highly of himself. Like, all of a sudden, like I said, this movie brought to light a lot of things that you knew you knew.
Yeah,
but it was kind of like,
oh, he's so frustrating.
He does like working by himself. When he had his little, what was it called?
Good Ideas.
His Good Ideas, Batman, however, thousands of good ideas. 500,000. And on the bottom, others, it had a zero. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that is funny, but wait a minute. That is very true. Yeah. Like, all of a sudden, it kind of, like, you go back to all your common knowledge, you know, Batman
personality traits.
And you're like, oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a bit of a prick.
Such a prick.
So it was almost like that. So good. That silent, truthful chuckle as opposed to, oh, my God, that's hilarious. That was
me.
I was more like, oh, yeah, the truth stings a little bit.
Yeah.
But it was fun. It was a fun little escape.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. I don't know how much I liked how him and Joker agree to hate each other in such a loving way. That was a little far-fetched for me, but whatever. It was a cartoon.
I love, like, you, it's an animation, but I love that it's very self-aware that we live in Legoland. Like, grab that, build this, do this.
Oh, now that you said that, you know what was great about that movie?
What was great about that movie?
Okay, like, when Batman would be, like, falling and stuff, he's, like, grabbing parts of the building or anything, any, you know, debris that's falling apart. Mm-hmm. And he's, like, building stuff. And then all of a sudden, he's, like, in this bat wing kind of thing. Like, all of a sudden, he has,
which,
like,
is very much what Batman does. He seems like he's got something parked everywhere.
He's, like, a troubleshooting master, right? He always comes up with something last minute. But it was fun because you're not just seeing it as, oh, Batman does the impossible at the very last minute. But it's like, well, it's Legoland.
Build it.
You can build anything.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good.
I always thought it was funny.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. I highly recommend it to anybody who just wants to go out and have some fun.
I feel like building Lego. You know what I want to do?
What should we do?
I want to build a Death Star. No, not the Death Star. I'm sorry. The Millennium Falcon. I saw that they have it in Lego.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You look so excited right now.
Oh my goodness. We have places to put it.
Would you hang it?
I don't. It's not the type. You mean from the ceiling?
Yeah. Make it look like it's flying in your room?
I think so. That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
But what if it fell?
Oh, piece of junk.
Yeah, they have it.
Maybe I'll get it for you.
How long do you think it would take to build it?
You look so excited right now. It's adorable. You're like, hella. I don't know. It depends.
I always liked Lego. Did you ever play with Lego when you...
I did, but I mean, there was never, like, the set...
I didn't know what to build. I think Lego now is very different from the Lego we grew up with. Like, they only had, like, that green plate.
Yeah.
And then you could just put, like... Like,
put bricks
the building
on top
was like a little thing with a flower on top. Like,
yeah. That's the Lego set. I got the basic Lego set and I built them, like, and then?
Like, and the most my guy would do, he'd have a mask where, like, it can open up.
The yeah, like and, the police helmet.
But it wasn't anything
that's it.
Special.
Yeah,
it
sometimes you'd get the Lego where they were, like, you could put wheels on it and make, like, a little spaceship. That was always fun.
Or, like, a jet.
Yeah,
just
something
like
that. Just
like a regular
jet. But I never got, like, those, I never had an intricate Lego set where I could build the DeLorean from Back to the Future. Nah. Like, that just blows my mind.
Yeah.
The stuff that they come out with now. There's nothing, like, I would honestly, if I was a kid today, I would love to have these Lego sets of...
Would it be fun, though, really, though? Because now it's not just being creative. Like, you're not... Okay, I take it back. I feel like making the Millennium Falcon would be cool. At the same time, I don't know if I want an instruction template to tell me, now put this piece on this piece. Like, I think the nice thing, the fun thing about Lego when we were kids is that you can make anything out of anything. Like, wherever your imagination took you, as opposed to now these structured ideas, like, you're being told...
It's like building IKEA.
This is...
Low stakes IKEA.
You're being told what to do, how to do, and if you, God forbid, think outside of the bun, it's not going to be what you're hoping for it to be. You know what I mean? Like, you have to stick within the lane.
Yeah. But I think what's cool is that you could have in a Lego world that you could build in your room a Batmobile, and then you can build Gotham however you want it to be. That's what's cool.
Right.
That imagination still exists, but you want the Batmobile to be played with in Lego form, you can make that. You want there to be a Fortress of Solitude, you can make that. But
you can use Barbie's dollhouse as the Fortress of Solitude.
Yeah, you could. But
like,
you,
that's
you,
called an imagination.
Or that's called, like, oh, poor guy. He's stuck with what he's stuck with. But, I mean, I used, like, shoe boxes and stuff when I was a kid.
That's what I mean, right? Like,
yeah, you make use of it, but...
Ah, there's pros and cons to both, I guess.
I'd love to have it. My little brother has that DeLorean. Expensive, though.
Did he make it?
Yeah, he made it.
And then what do you do with it? You keep it?
You keep it. It's like a car. It's like a model car. It's kind of cool.
But you have an actual DeLorean.
I know.
So what do you prefer? The DeLorean that looks like a DeLorean from, like, the movie? Or do you want, like, the Lego...
I want to get an actual DeLorean that I could drive to work. That would be phenomenal. I know it's not the greatest car ever made, but, man.
Didn't they only make one of those?
No, they did not make one of
those. Not one DeLorean, but, like, the DMC or whatever it is. Like, that's the only car model.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
DeLorean Motor Company. That's what the DMC was.
Yeah, I know, but that's it.
Yeah, like, that's it.
It's not like Hyundai that has Santa Fe.
Oh, no.
And, like, the Tucson.
No.
And the... You know what I mean? Accent. There's no family. This is the only model this company has ever made.
I think they had a couple of, like, years models. But other than that, it was always the same one. Yeah. Anyways. Oh, Lego Back to the Future. That'd be cool.
What are you talking about?
If they made a Lego Back to the Future movie, that'd be amazing. Anything Back to the Future is good. So, in my opinion, I'm not going to give this a score. I'm just going to say it's my favorite Batman movie since The Dark Knight. Theater release. Theater.
Wow, that's heavy. That's a big statement.
What's better? What's a better Batman movie than this one?
Theater release or just the, like...
Theater release.
I guess none.
I mean, I like Dark Knight Rises, but...
Wasn't...
And I love that they made fun of Bane in this, too, with the voice.
Wasn't, The Killing Joke theater released?
Yes, it was.
But I don't like that they put him and Barbara in bed together.
Yeah.
Never mind, I take it back.
There you go.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
And it's an original story.
True.
The ones that are DC Universe stories are directly based off of comic books.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can't rank that, but... Yeah, this is good. It was a lot of fun.
Hmm. Would you own this?
Oh, yeah.
You would?
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's Batman.
Good and
it's
for good. You.
I own Batman Forever.
You what now?
I own Batman. Well, yeah, we have... No Batman and Robin. I will not own that, even to complete the collection. But, yeah, Batman Forever. I got it.
You have it, because I don't have that.
No, I got it. Batman Forever.
Yeah. That's terrible.
There's some good parts.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to have to edit this part. You can't admit to that.
There's nothing about Batman Forever you like. Not one thing. Not one thing that you liked about it. It's a good cast.
No.
Nicole Kidman.
No. I'm shaking my... Oh, my God. Can we just... I can't. It's giving me... I feel like spiders are climbing on my body.
You don't like Val Kilmer?
No! Next.
All right. Let's wrap it up.
I'm angry now.
We should watch a good Batman movie. Mask of the Phantasm.
Oh, it's an excellent movie. Did we do a podcast on that?
It's in the vault. It's in the vault. We did, but we didn't post it.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's an amazing, amazing Batman story.
Maybe we should discuss it again. Fresh. Fresh take.
Oh, it's a lovely movie.
A lovely.
It is lovely. You want to know, it goes back to what I've been saying. It's one of those stories where you see the human side of Batman. I love, as cold as he is, he suppresses that part of him. But when it comes out, when you get a glimpse of it, oh man, it's like me. Ice Queen.
Not an Ice Queen.
No, listen, remember that year where we went to that thing and everybody was crying and I was like, nope.
What?
Not doing it. Remember? And I was like, heck no. And I didn't. Not one tear came down. Cold as ice. That was my theme for the weekend.
I think it's absolutely because maybe not. You had makeup on and you didn't want to ruin it. I think that was more your motivation.
Nonetheless, I won the battle. No, I'm not feeling anything.
I could say three words to you and you're going to have immediate tears. Four words. I'm not going to do it.
You can't include animals. That's a cheap shot.
That's the caveat?
That's a cheap shot. Well, we all know. We all know.
Okay. No animals. Can I still do it if there's no animals involved?
I'm curious. Like, what is it?
Three words.
Okay.
Brave little toaster. Silence. Thank you for listening to the Cave of Solitude. We have episodes coming up from email recommendations that we are looking forward to getting to. We are so excited about them. Daph J is main. Thank you for listening to the Cave of Solitude. Go out there and watch Lego Batman. Leave a review on iTunes. No animals. There was no animals involved. And we will talk to everybody soon. Email us at caveofsolitude@outlook.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Get it together now, Jake. Get it together. It's a household appliance. Ice Queen. Real Ice Queen. Yeah, more like ice cream.